From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Nigeria holds a landmark presidential election tomorrow. It will mark the country's first handover of power from one elected president to another. The days leading up to the vote have been chaotic, and that's an understatement. Accusations are flying between political leaders and candidates, and last weekend's state elections were marred by violence and allegations of fraud. The opposition is citing widespread irregularities and calling on Nigerian authorities to scrap that ballot and postpone tomorrow's presidential election. NPR's Ofebia Quist-Arkton reports.
Nigeria is the regional economic giant, Africa's top oil producer, and the continent's most populous nation. Yet analysts say this West African powerhouse remains shackled by basic infrastructure problems that such a potentially rich country should long have overcome. Others point to an emphasis on money, power, and politics in Nigeria at the expense of ordinary people and their needs. That's the view of Collins Nwankwo, nursing his beer bottle and seething with barely concealed rage.
We are not benefited. We have no job, no water, no electricity. You can see we have no light.
Nwankwo and his wife, Promise, run a small second-hand shoe shop in the noisy, sprawling slum of Ajegunle, just outside Lagos. Grimy and dusty, with stinking open sewers and warrens of matchbox-sized rooms jostling for space with churches and mosques, they call Ajegunle the jungle. It has a notorious reputation. Yet this shantytown of about 5 million is a microcosm of Nigeria. Muslims, Christians, Easterners, Northerners, Southerners all live together, cheek by jowl, struggling to eke out a living. Nwankwo says Ajegunle residents only glimpse Nigeria's politicians at election time when the candidates need their votes.
I'm very, very bitter about it. Very, very bitter. We are peasants. We are as poor as church rats, but we are beggars. Others are talking of going to the moon now. For how many years from 1960 to now? We are still talking about good road, free education, free medical services. Every 4 years, this is the promises they make. The same promises. We are just in a mess. Let them go to her.
Issues and ideology have lost out in this election campaign, with Nigeria's political leaders spending most of their time bickering and locked in an acrimonious war of words. That's certainly the case between outgoing President Olusegun Obasanjo and his vice president, Atiku Abubakar. Atiku is now running for president as an opposition candidate. Facing allegations of corruption, which he maintains were purely political, the vice president almost didn't make it onto the ballot. But the Supreme Court ruled in Atiku's favor just this week, giving him legal clearance at the 11th hour, and setting a daunting challenge before the Electoral Commission to add his name to ballots in time.
That is a victory for democracy, is a victory for rule of law in this country. And the judiciary has to be commended for its courage, for its defense of our young democracy.
It's been 8 years since the return to elected civilian government in Nigeria, after decades of military dictatorship for most of its history since independence in 1960. The learning curve has been steep. But despite its petroleum wealth, Nigeria remains plagued by violence in its oil-producing Niger Delta. Residents and militants in the region say they've been robbed of their legacy by the government and foreign oil companies. Add to that periodic religious, ethnic, and political tensions that tend to blow up into deadly confrontations around election time. But Nigerians will tell you they're survivors, despite the odds stacked against them. 26-year-old university student Sarah Elohu, who was born and brought up in Ajegunle, sounded simply resigned on the eve of the presidential vote.
Elections don't count. They believe that it's just promises, promises, promises. So for almost every Ajegunle person, they don't get too concerned about the elections, because for them, it doesn't really make any difference.
Meanwhile, after threatening a boycott and demanding a postponement, the opposition again appeared divided over its strategy ahead of tomorrow's poll in Nigeria. The government says the presidential election will proceed as scheduled. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Lagos.